Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains clear and calm. In Haifa, the skies are clear under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, Rahm Emanuel donates $550,000 to train Palestinian doctors at an Israeli hospital. This initiative is being called Healthcare Diplomacy by the Times of Israel. Also, the Israeli Navy is on high alert as Turkey encroaches on maritime areas of interest. The Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF is prepared for any Turkish moves. Also this hour, former IDF generals express concern over settler violence, calling it a threat to Israel. This story was highlighted by the New York Times. Separately, Israel warns of increased attack plots by Iran and Hamas in the West Bank. This comes from earlier reporting by I-24 News. And finally, Israel and Greece have signed a major defense deal known as the Achilles Shield. This agreement aims to counter regional threats, as reported by the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. From X, the latest, Aaron David Miller, a respected analyst, shared earlier today that a Wall Street Journal story showcases the overconfidence often seen in global powers. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reported that Hakeem Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker, specifically calling him out on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, announced that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This follows recent Dutch legislation against Israeli settlements. Let's go deeper, starting with Rahm Emanuel's donation. The former Democratic politician is supporting a program at an Israeli hospital that trains Palestinian doctors. The Times of Israel notes that Emanuel dubbed this effort as healthcare diplomacy, pointing to the potential for medical collaboration to bridge divides. This move could foster better relations between communities through shared healthcare goals. Turning to the Israeli Navy's actions, the Jerusalem Post reveals that the IDF is actively deterring Turkish aggression in maritime areas near Greece and Cyprus. This heightened alertness stems from recent Turkish encroachments, signaling the strategic importance of these waters. A stronger naval presence aims to protect Israel's interests and maintain regional stability. Meanwhile, ex-IDF generals have raised alarms about settler violence. According to the New York Times, these former security chiefs argue that such violence, unchecked, threatens Israel's security and international standing. They highlight the need for stronger enforcement to prevent further destabilization within the region. This internal conflict could have broader implications for Israel's diplomatic efforts. Separately, Iran and Hamas are reportedly escalating their plots in the West Bank. I-24 News reports that Israeli authorities are increasingly concerned about attack plans targeting the area. This escalation adds tension to an already volatile situation, potentially affecting civilian safety and regional peace efforts. And finally, the Achilles Shield Agreement between Israel and Greece marks a significant defense milestone. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports that this is one of the largest defense deals in Israel's history, underscoring the strategic alliance between the two nations. This partnership aims to safeguard against common threats, reinforcing regional security. On the economic front, first, after chaotic travel in August, Ben Gurion Airport is preparing for a surge during the Jewish high holidays. CTEC reports that September will see about 2.5 million passengers, with the busiest days expecting 600 flights. This influx could boost the local economy with increased travel and tourism. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses the need for a new national budget. The next government faces higher security costs and less American aid, which could strain public finances and impact future policy decisions. And finally, a former advisor to Netanyahu is taking his family real estate firm public on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. Ynet Business reports that Sanilevich Real Estate Development seeks to raise up to NIS 250 million. This move reflects confidence in the local real estate market and could influence other firms to follow suit. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.